for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2006 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Thursday morning, December the 28th, 2006. Ernie Marzullo is the speaker of the morning, teaching on the power in the spoken word.
Brother Marzullo is going to come and minister this morning. Have you got him harnessed up?
I'm from the cold, stony ground called Connecticut. I know Connecticut Yankees are long nosed, they're very unemotional, but I'm not a Connecticut Yankee. I'm a family man. I married me a young lady 62 years ago. Connecticut married a Floridian. Met her out in the backwoods in Greensboro, North Carolina. Caught her in East Texas. Married her in Connecticut. We have four sons and four daughters. And they had 20 grandchildren. And so far, those 20 grandchildren have given me 14 great-grandchildren. I'm a family man. And in a large family, you have to produce. You have to work. I was a school teacher for 37 years, taught every level from kindergarten to college, pursued intellectualism, college, got my teacher's degree, and then I went to that large pile of bricks up there in New Haven, Connecticut, called Yale University, to get my master's. Intelligentsia, head knowledge, but no Jesus. Life without Jesus. 25 years without Jesus. Kids, children, responsibilities, position, prestige, power, influence, but no Jesus. It wasn't until Jesus that I began to go to school and to learn from the teacher, the Lord God, the Holy Spirit. And He taught me how to be a father. He taught me how to be a husband. You see, when I face Jesus, He's going to say, what did you do with that wife I gave you? And there's not a thing I can say, because He knows it all. I have to be very careful how I speak to my children, to my grandchildren, to my great-grandchildren. I thought I loved my wife. We were married 25 years. But when Jesus came in, He taught me what love was. See, He's love. How could I love you if I don't know love? See, love is not up here. I'm a family man. I'm an Italian. Family's mean a lot. My father taught me from as long as I can recall, the family is all. La famiglia è tutto. But when I became part of God's family, I realized all the brothers and sisters I've got. See, we say the Lord's Prayer. Do we really know what we're saying? Did you ever take those words and see? I love to study words. Words have meaning. The Word of God, Jesus. Words have meaning. I'm speaking all this and I haven't even begun to give my title. Because I've never seen you before. You've never seen me before. Tomorrow we may meet in Jerusalem, if God so wills. And when I see you again, I will know you. So I must speak the word. I'm not an emotional person. At least I try not to be. But when I start talking about my Jesus, the facade, sophistication, crumbles and falls and fades. And what's really, really motivating me arises Jesus. 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 My talk today is the power in the spoken word. Power in the spoken word. Yes, for years I used the spoken word, but power to influence people, especially little people, my children in classes. And I spoke it with force. And they didn't care for Mr. Marzullo. He was a strict, harsh school teacher. But when they got through that year, they knew that they knew that they knew what they knew. Power in the spoken word. We read in Matthew 12:36, that we will be held accountable for every idle word that we speak. Jesus also said that a person is not defiled by what goes into his mouth, but what comes out of his mouth. Words. There is power indeed in the spoken word, for by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, we overcome the devil. In creation, God used a spoken word. He spoke the worlds into existence by the word. He said, let there be light, and there was light. By the word of God, creation came into being. And because we have the same Spirit of God in us, our words have power. When we accepted Jesus Christ, who came in? Who else came in? The Lord God, the Holy Spirit. Therefore, if the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives within you, you have the power. We can bind, we can loosen, we can bless, we can curse. What we bind here on earth will be bound in heaven. What we loose here on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Matthew 16:19. Moses relied on his staff until God told him to speak the word. Tap the rock and the water would come out. But the third time, instead of speaking to the rock, as he was commanded, he struck it. And Moses was not permitted to enter into the promised land with the people. See, Christ was trying to teach him the power of the spoken word. Now, I'm not saying there were gods, but because we are sons of God, because we are spirits who have a soul and a body, we have the dynamic power of the Holy Spirit that wants to explode in us and through us. For Jesus says in Acts 1:8, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. In Proverbs it says, the wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach of the Spirit. Proverbs 13:3. The writer of Proverbs is trying to say, your mouth speaks positive things, then it becomes a tree of life. But if you also has the opposite, if you speak death and life, flowers in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Proverbs 18:21. Now this makes it clearer. They that love what? They that love life shall speak life. They that love death shall speak death. And you reap the fruit of what you speak. What the scriptures are saying is you can use your words for either good or for evil. There is life or death in our tongue. Depending on what we say, depending on what spirit motivates us while we're speaking, we can eat the fruit of destruction. There's a key verse in Matthew 12:33-37, that says, either make the tree good and the fruit good, or make the tree corrupt, for the tree is known by its fruit. A key part of that is, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You ever let something slip? Oh, I didn't mean to say that. Oh, yes, you did. Okay. What does it mean by the heart? Not the organ that pumps the blood. Okay. It does not mean the organ that pumps out blood. I believe the heart, it refers to the mind, and that's where we store up our treasures of either good or evil. According to what we have in our mind, we speak. If our mind is full of evil, then that which we speak will be evil. If we have godly thoughts, godly words, scriptural words, then most likely we will speak godly words. Every word we say and thought we think are stored in our minds. Right now, in my 80s, there's stored memories of when I had my third birthday and how I looked forward to the presents that I was going to be receiving. Out of the storehouse of the abundance of your heart, your mind, the mouth speaks. Therefore, feed your mind, godly words. Feed your mind, godly words. Read the Bible. Read the Bible. Read the Bible. Read the Word of God. Where does the Word go? It goes into your mind. The Word of God goes into your mind. Where the Word of God goes, the devil flees. You got thoughts spreading around up there you're not too happy about? Read the Word. Fill your mind with the Word of God. Think about that next time you have a nightmare. Get up and open the book. Accountability for what you create. Jesus said again in verse 36, "But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account of in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." What are we going to be judged by? By what we say. Why? Because there is creative and destructive power in our words. Jesus is going to look to see what we have created with our words. When I stand before him, and say, "I gave you 8 children, what did you do? I've given you an extended family, what did you do?" The books are going to be open. Everything is going to be there. God's going to hold us accountable for our words. We're going to be judged by what we've created with our words, whether they be something good or something evil. And we will be rewarded according to fruit of our lips. Everything we do, everything we say, everything that was written down, the books will be open and we'll be judged for our placement in heaven. There's a law in the kingdom of God which says, "As ye sow, so shall ye reap." If you sow negative words, you'll reap a negative harvest. If you sow words of life, then you will reap life abundantly. Sometimes people say, "Lord, I can't prophesy. That's not my ministry. I can't cast out demons. I can't pray for the sick." Sometimes we have lots of "I can'ts." Whereas the Word of God says, "I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me." God is saying, "Don't say I can't, for I will put my word in your mouth, and the word that you will speak will be a creative word. It shall root out, pull down, build up, and plant." Now, where is the word? The word of faith is 90, Deuteronomy 30:14. 90 in thy mouth and in thy heart, and thou mayest do it. See, I have put set before thee this day life and good, death and evil. The word we speak is in our mouth. It's in our mind. But you have to put it there. Power in the spoken word. Yes, we shall eat the fruit of our lips. Often what you say is what you get. So speak life, and thou and thy seed may live. To be victorious, to be a winner, use the words that God's Spirit puts in your mouth. Then speak the words into existence. Prophesy to yourself. Prophesy to others. Use words to bless and not to curse. James 3:10 says that out of the same mouth proceeds blessings and curses. But this should not be. We can bless with our mouth, but we can curse with the same mouth. We can also receive a curse from others through the power of an evil spoken word against us. Sometimes we can inherit a curse from our ancestors. For it says in Exodus 25, "For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the fourth, third, and fourth generation of them that hate me." Just as you can inherit a physical defect, you can also inherit a spiritual defect. Sometimes we see certain conditions of sicknesses passed down from generation to generation, from grandfather to son to grandson. When we see this in a family line, we look for a curse put upon that family, and we command and break the curse. My father never knew his father. I didn't know that. My oldest sister was the historian of the family. Seemed like my grandfather died before my father was born. He was killed by a jealous husband. Okay? You get the ramifications there? What kind of a spirit did my grandfather evidently have? A womanizer? Lust? What did my father pass on to his sons? Same spirit. What did his sons pass on to their sons and daughters? The same spirit. And so it went down from one generation to the other. Until, praise God, the Lord raised up one of his sons to become a minister and an evangelist. And he learned. He heard the truth. He read the truth. And we broke the chain by casting out. You can receive a curse when the imprecation, an evil word spoken against you. Your parents can curse you without meaning to. They can say things like, "If you keep it up like that, you're going to be a bum just like your Uncle Louie." Then it don't mean to hurt you. But what it turned out to be, it was a curse. Or you can't do anything right. You're a dummy and you'll always be a dummy. What happens? You have fear of failure all your life. You seem never to achieve what you hope to get. This one strikes home to me. So close, because I was a teacher for so many years, a Teacher once told a boy he was stupid, a dummy, and as a man, he failed because he did not believe that he could do anything right. How many times I had to repent for what I said that was damaging. Or you might say, my father died at 50, my grandfather died at 50, in his 50s, so I think that's going to happen to me too. Don't accept that. What does the Bible say? You ought to have at least 70 years of life. And maybe 10 years more if God wills. That's why I've got to continue to move. I'm living on borrowed time. Otherwise, destroy the enemy's works. We also have power over the enemy by our spoken words. And in the name of Jesus, how do we overcome the enemy? Again, in Revelation 12:11 it says, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. My children took me places I did not want to go. They took me to prisons, to jails. One more hard time in Georgia Penitentiary. Considered a privilege to be chained to other human beings so he could be outside the walls of the penitentiary. One sweetheart of mine decided to follow the crowd down the yellow brick road of drugs. Ended up with her mind destroyed. Had to go pick her up down at the end of the Jersey Turnpike. State police says, come get your daughter. Come get your daughter. What was I going to do with her? I don't have any money. They put her in an insane asylum. Go watch. You know, come from a large family. Many cousins, many nieces, many nephews, relatives. No one wanted to go see my Barbie. And I'd go 2 or 3 times a week. But her mind was gone. And I'd cry and say, Lord, Lord, help my baby. 18 years old, gone. And one night, my Jesus, he told me what to do. He says, Ernie, you have to surrender her. I said, well, I've given you all my children. He says, no, you have to surrender. Then he told me what is meant by surrender. I had to give her back to him as if she wasn't a boy to me. I can't do that. You know me, God, you know, I'm an Italian. The family is all. I can't do it. But if you help me, I will. You see, obedience greater than sacrifice. And the next time I went to see her, she saw something coming out of my eyes. I could have sworn it was there. I loved her. I hated what she did, but I loved her. For she saw the love of Jesus Christ that sees beyond the scandal, that sees beyond the pain, that sees the need that she had for a father's love. And he healed her. He healed her right there and then. Not 5 days later, and they put her out. And she has been sane ever since. God, have mercy and praise you, Lord Jesus. I know what it is that the power behind the spoken word of God, cuts through everything, overcomes everything. When I feel weak, I remember Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. When I'm under attack, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Isaiah 54:17. And every tongue that shall rise against me I shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. I am not a righteous man. My righteousness comes from Jesus. He is my righteousness. This is the heritage of the servants. Joint heir with Jesus. And don't take it arrogantly. Take it lovingly. For God has not given me a spirit of fear. And you should read all the family of fear. Fresh in despair, disillusion. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power. A spirit of love. And a sound mind. Anytime I'm not thinking right, there's something wrong upstairs. Don't go looking outside for somebody else to put the patsy on. Don't fit to give the blame to. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Quote the word of God, because it is in me. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. However, be careful. We can speak a word in truth or with presumptiveness. I'm talking about speaking the words that faith that God puts in your spirit. When God's word is alive within your spirit, then out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. There will be good fruit. You will speak words that you know that God has put into your heart. Therefore, the word will have life. As an old school teacher, I've been inculcated from the masters before me to be prepared. When I get into school on a Monday morning, I better know what I'm doing Friday afternoon. And I better have plan A, plan B, and plan Z. You can't trust the kids. Clever little youngins. So you've got to be ready. I've given a talk like this so many, many, many times. Each time is different. Each time is different. Now, how do you know that God put a particular word in your heart? Test it by speaking it and see what kind of fruit it produces. For God is a positive God. God is on your side. If you speak negative words, you're going to find out that the author of those negative words is also listening, and he'll be on your side too. We need to declare that which we have seen and heard. That's why I praise God for the many years that I went traveling with my brother Frank to Guatemala, to Colombia, to Mexico, Israel, Rome, Venice, Ireland, England, Scotland, other many countries where people were hungry. People were hungry. People whose language I did not understand and they did not understand me. I don't need to know your language, Jesus knows. I just need to know what you want from Jesus. See, the Word says the Lord will grant you the desires of your heart. And He knows. See, the Spirit of truth knows what's motivating you to make that request. I have no trouble praying for strangers, praying for people. If they're asking amiss, that's between them and the Lord Jesus. If they're asking it for real, then we are in one accord. Don't get too hung up what we have seen and what we have heard. Don't hide your light. Lift it up high. You can get stale if you don't. Remember who you are. Remember who you are. Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Is our Father really your Father? Because if we say our Father and we know who we're talking about, then if He's my Father and He's your Father, He's our Father. But what do fathers have? Children, you better let this sink in a little bit. If you really mean it, when you say, Our Father, then you better put your money where your mouth is. Because if that black person says, Our Father, and that yellow person says, Our Father, and that red person says, Our Father, and you say, Our Father, you're talking about saying Father, then they are your brothers and sisters, and you are your brother's keeper. Pray for holy boldness. Ask God to give you a new, fresh testimony. I know what God has done for me in the past. He took that boy out of the penitentiary. He took that son of mine out of alcohol. He took that daughter out of drug and insane asylum. He took that particular daughter there from trying to commit suicide. I know what Jesus has done for me. But what has He done for me lately? A new testimony. A new testimony. Fresh every morning. Well, this morning I had determined that today we're going to get active. Today is the day that the Lord has made for us to get rid of a lot of garbage. Now, I don't want to upset anybody. There's only one person I want to upset, and that is Satan. So I'm going to ask you to participate. You know, this is not a spectator sport. Okay? We actually get into it together. So I'm going to ask you to just free yourself up.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah.
I mean, you get your purses, put them someplace there. Eh? You got your Bibles, put them someplace there. Eh? you have any extra outer clothing, just loosen up a bit. The Lord is no respecter of a person. The enemy doesn't give a whit about you either. And you want to get embarrassed and run out, he'll just joy on that. I mean, if you quit halfway through the stream, he said, whoa, see, I got them. So I'm telling you, hang in there. We are children of God. Declare it, say it loud right now, and you say to yourself, all right, now let's get into participation. Repeat it after me, strong. I want to hear it. I want to hear it. Say, I've got an earplug in here, and it's supposed to be working, but don't rely on it. See? I love this thing, selective hearing. See? Mama calls out to me, I just turn it down. And let's begin. I am the Son of the Living God. Point to someone. You are a child of God. Now, I want you to know that we have a great enemy, the enemy of our soul, the devil, Satan, Lucifer, however you call him. Just as Jehoshaphat talked to the Lord about his problem, we can talk to the Lord about our problem. So let's begin. Repeat. Father God, you said in your word that all who confess Jesus Christ as their Lord are your children. I do this right now. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. He died on the cross for my sins. And on the third day He rose again from the dead. Lord, I am sorry for all my sins. I thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me, for dying on the cross for me. And because I have confessed this, Father God, I am your child. Therefore, I have certain rights. I have the right to come to you, to your throne of grace, because you are my Father. I have the right to obtain from you your strength over the works of Satan. Your word declares that greater is He who is within me than he that is in the world. That we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who dwells within us through the power of the Holy Spirit. Father God, you sent the Lord Jesus Christ to destroy the works of the devil. Jesus said to us in Mark 16:17, in my name you shall cast out demons. Also in Luke 10:19, he says, behold, I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Thank you, Father, for all the promises in your word. We claim them now, all in the precious name of Jesus. Now we're going to talk to the devil. Devil, you heard the word of God. You are a defeated foe. You lost the victory when Jesus died on the cross for my sins and shed his blood for me. We have won the victory through Jesus Christ. Therefore, you have no right to afflict me, my family, my loved ones, in any way, shape, or form. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I have been bought by the blood of the Lamb. You and your demons have to vacate this temple, which is the property of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command this in the name of Jesus. Now I'm going to fight you and all your demons in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, who is my brother and my king. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus from the head to the toe. I put a circle around me of the blood of Jesus. And now, as a soldier of Jesus Christ, I dress up for battle, putting on the full armor of God, the breastplate of salvation, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, my loins girded about with the truth, my feet shod in the preparation of the gospel of peace, holding the shield of faith, which to quench every fiery dart of the enemy, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now we're ready to go battle. All right. You mean business, huh? Okay. You better loosen up your throat. I got sated anointed water. They got it from a hole in the ground up here on the top of the hill. We're like, go home and tell them about that. You know, there's no water down there. Let's begin. In the name of Jesus, I now renounce, break and loose myself from all demonic subjection to mother, father, grandparents, or any other human beings, living or dead, that have dominated me in any way. I command out of me every spirit of domination, control, manipulation, Jezebel spirit, Ahab, and all kindred spirits. I command them out of me in the name of Jesus. Taking a deep breath. Out in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's continue. Deliverance from psychic heredity and bondage. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now renounce, break and loose myself and my children from all psychic powers or bondages of physical or mental illness put upon me or my family line as a result of my parents or any other ancestors' involvement in the occult. I command out of me all spirits of psychic powers, mental disorders, schizophrenia, paranoia, double-mindedness, senility, madness, insanity, and all kindred spirits. I command them out of me now in the name of Jesus. Taking a deep breath. Out in the mighty name of Jesus. Breaking of inherited curses. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now renounce, break and loose myself and my children from any and all evil curses. Curses that I inherited as far back as the 10th generation. All the way back to the country of my origin. I break the power of these curses in the name of Jesus. And I command the spirits that entered me and my bloodline through these curses to leave me now in the name of Jesus. Curses of voodoo, curses of infirmity, curses of poverty. I command them all to leave me now in the name of Jesus. Taking a deep breath. Out in the mighty name of Jesus. If your mind is like the mind of Christ, what you have spoken has spoken into existence. You have spoken the creative word. We have no idea what our ancestors were involved with. They came from countries in the past that were steeped in superstition, all kinds of ill information. They meant well. Who knows? And some of our bloodlines became contaminated by these curses. Because, well, why blame me? Why blame me? Here I am, 4 or 5 generations. What? The devil couldn't care less. He's out to get you by hook or by crook. By fair or foul means, he doesn't care. One of the greatest hindrances to receiving a healing, that's what deliverance is, a healing, is unforgiveness. What stops you from forgiving somebody. Pride. How do you get rid of pride? Kill yourself. Literally, that's exactly what we have to do. S-E-L-F, self. Kill self. I'm out to get you. My greatest enemy was the fellow that I saw in the mirror every morning. I was convinced it was my wife. Forgiveness. Jesus is coming back for those who have forgiven. He's not coming back for you. Much as you love him, he's coming back for those who have forgiven. You can't get into heaven unless you have been forgiven. But then you have to forgive. And to the extent that you have forgiven, you will be forgiven. Not 99% forgiven. Completely forgiven. Unconditionally forgiven. No mental reservation forgiven. Let us continue. Lord, I want to hear you. I confess that I have been hurt by people during my life. I forgive them all. Even the ones I cannot now remember. I forgive myself for what I did to myself and for what I did to others. Forgive me, Lord, for cursing people, for bad-mouthing them, and for murmuring against those in authority. I command out of me every spirit of resentment, of unforgiveness, of bitterness, the root of bitterness, of hatred, of revenge, the spirit of retaliation, of envy, murmuring, and all kindred spirits. I command them all out of me in the name of Jesus. Now take in a deep breath. And all unforgiveness. Let it all out. Who can remember how many acts of unforgiveness? Think of it as an onion. And those nice, big, fat, juicy potato onions. And you take one layer off. And you take another layer off. And you take another layer off. And you take another layer off. How many layers of unforgiven sins do I have, Lord Jesus, in 81 years? And I'm asking you to forgive me for each and every one. All the way down to the kernel. To conception. Because you were there, Lord Jesus. You were there when I was conceived in my mother's womb. And you were there through every transgression. Only you could do it. For your time. You are the I Am. That I was there, earning. I Am. I Am. Let us continue now. Coming to the close. Dealing with certain types of sexual bondages. Now I'm asking everyone to participate. And well, that doesn't belong to me. Let me tell you. We have no idea what's lying dormant. What's been swept underneath the carpet a generation ago or two generations ago. Lingering somewhere. Let us continue. In the name of Jesus, I command out of me and out of my family line every spirit of lust, fantasy lust, perversion, fornication, adultery, masturbation, oral sex, sodomy, incest, rape, homosexuality, lesbianism, anal sex, sex with animals, sex with spirits, pornography, lust of the eyes, prostitution, whoredom, abortion, and all unclean sexual spirits. I command them all to leave me, my family, my bloodline, in the name of Jesus. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Taking a deep breath. Fear. 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 Fear is a major spirit. People come to ask for help, and they are fearful. But 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, for perfect fear casts out perfect love. You see what the enemy tried to just do that? Yeah. Sly fellow. Well, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Why? Because fear involves torment. God does not torment. God is peace and love and gentleness. What kind of spirit did God give us? Well, we look again at 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. In casting out fears, we must also cast out one of the major spirits of fear, megalomesibit, which is mentioned in Jeremiah 23:3. The name megalomesibit means fear on every side. Where did that come from? How did that happen? There were things that kind of sneak up on you. Let's repeat after me this brief prayer. In the name of Jesus, I cast out of me the spirit of megalomesibit and every spirit of fear, especially the spirit of. Now you got a fear. You got a pet fear. The one you don't share with anybody. Yeah. Just mention it to Jesus. He knows you've got it. And He knows you can live without it. Amen. Lord, I come against all forms of fear. Physical fear. Spiritual fear. Authority fear. Lord, help me to become fearless. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now let's tackle the occult. Lord, I confess that I sought from Satan and his demons the help that should only come from God. I confess a sin, any and every occult sin in which I unknowingly involved, or when I read the horoscopes, played with the Ouija board, played with the tarot cards, went to a hypnotist. I come against these now. I turn away from them and I renounce them as sin. And I ask you to forgive me. I renounce Satan and all his works. I hate him and his demons. I count them as my enemies. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I close the door on all occult practices. I command all occult spirits to leave me now in the name of Jesus. Take in a deep breath. Out. Out in the name of Jesus. Okay. Now I'm going to go through a list. Some of these things I've never heard of myself. But I don't know who was involved with what 100 years ago, 150 years ago, 200 years ago. And so, Lord God, we're going to come against these occult spirits that may have been involved in my family line at some kind or another. Let us begin. I come against the spirit of the Ouija board, palmistry, ESP, hypnotism, self-hypnosis, horoscopes, astrology, divination of any kind, levitation, water witching, pendulum swinging, witchcraft, black or white magic, conjuration, incantations. I come against any all charms, fetishes, amulets. I come against spiritism, necromancy, sorcery. I come against soul projection, all forms of hexes, magic healing, numerology, Crystal gazing. Halloween spirits. Santa Claus spirit. Easter Bunny spirit. Santeria. I cancel them. I call them void and canceled. I command them all forms of the mentioned occult spirits to leave me now. To leave me now. In the name of Jesus. Never to return. In the name of Jesus. Now, we may have become involved with certain organizations or fellowships in the past that were not pleasing to the Lord. And so, let's repeat. I command evil spirits which energized this cult, such as Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormonism, Unity, Hare Krishna, Christian Scientists, Rosicrucians, Masonic Order, Eastern Star, Moonies, Euritia, Latidum, Bahaism, Unitarianism, and various lodges and societies, social organizations, which use the Bible and God in their charter, or in their teachings, but they omit the blood atonement of Jesus Christ. I command all these spirits to leave me now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Taking a deep breath, out in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, if any of these are lingering on, as we close out, let's cover all the bases. In the name of Jesus, I cast out of me spirits of unforgiveness, doubt, danger, rejection, loneliness, suicide, death, pride, addiction to drugs, to alcohol, to tobacco, gluttony, lust. I come against fornication, rape, incest, oral sex, masturbation, abortion. I come against the incubus and succubus spirit, the Antichrist spirit. I come against rebellion, the spirit of Jezebel, spirit of error, of lying, of stealing, of greed. I come against the spirit of failure, poverty, mental disorders, and infirmities. I ask you, Lord Jesus, take them from me. I cast them out of me. They command them to leave me now in the name of Jesus. Now, having said all, let us stand. Raise our hands. And repeat, Holy Spirit, Spirit of living God, please come into me and take the place of all these evil spirits that I have commanded out of me in the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget who forgets not all his benefits, who forgives all of our iniquities, who heals all our diseases, who redeems our life from destruction, who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies, and who will satisfy our mouth with good things, so that our youth is renewed. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, the Holy Spirit. Bless us, Father God, that we may be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www. LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.